you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TND Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tornado coming your way. Not joking, by the way. That's a song.
Yeah, don't say that. Jesus.
we talked about that on the show before. When that's the warning signs, I wanted to warn people. That's fake. It's a fake warning right there. It's a test. It randomly showed up humans beings from Van Halen. That's our warning. Warning, just a test. Happens every Thursday at 8:05 Central.
An eruption is the volcano warning.
Right, right.
And set your clocks to it.
But make sure you specify that this is only a test.
It is, Ty. I just said it.
Yeah.
It's a test.
People believe stuff.
Yeah.
I ain't going to believe it's a tornado till Joe Rogan tells me it's a tornado.
I've just been unfollowing people on Facebook that post that.
Yeah, me too. Those fake, those videos, I think, are so mine.
There's some people I know.
I know. Me too.
I've just snoozed them for 30 days.
Yep. Oh, you do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah.
I just snooze them forever.
Yeah.
Because well, in 30 days, they're going to be smarter.
No.
Well, no, but there's some people that I'm like interested to see what their families are up to. Yeah. But I'm like, man, if this is what's going on now, let's give it a month.
Right.
Bobby My Wiener says. So you guys talk ass about anybody.
You call your wiener Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Oh, this is the emailer.
Okay.
You guys talk ass about anybody that has a different opinion than you guys.
No, we don't.
Not you guys say Joe Rogan's full of ass. Well, he is. And anybody else that has a different opinion is BS. And that makes you guys 100% right at telling the truth.
Yeah.
No, we kind of align ourselves with science.
That's it.
That's the way we're going.
Real science, not quacks.
We don't know everything because scientists don't know everything. We are erring on the side of scientists. That's all we're saying.
Yeah, so.
No, we're not experts.
Head to the COVID party, dude.
Neither is Joe Rogan.
Bobby My Wiener.
And neither is any of your Facebook friends, and neither are any of these YouTube quacks.
But there are people that are a hell of a lot more qualified to have opinions than those guys, and we just had one on the phone.
Yeah. And I will base.
And Dr. Ed Dominguez, who's in a hospital in Dallas, Texas, who's an infectious disease doctor.
Like, the smartest people are the people who say, we don't know everything, but here's what we know now. Instead of somebody being like, well, this is exactly what it is. Here's what's happening.
Fake. Yeah. That's all. That guy right there, Bobby My Wiener. Thank you for listening, by the way. but, you know, if you probably check his page out, he's probably saying a bunch of stuff about all the fake stuff. Like Bill Gates patented coronavirus so he can make money off of it. Right. Our Fauci is up against us all to kill us.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
And the media.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Like getting called out by it's Bobby My Wiener.
Fauci Gates media concoction.
Yeah, those guys are crazy. Man.
Well, there's no getting through to those people.
No, you're not. So thanks, Bobby My Wiener. That's his real name? Or that just goes by that?
I assume. He goes by that.
So he's they call me Bobby My Wiener. No, they don't. They call you Bob. I don't know why he got that out of that conversation. Of course we're not right about everything, but we give platforms to people that are qualified, like Dr. Mina and Dr. Ed. We give platforms to them. Craig investigates stuff. He actually does. We're having an argument whether Brian Howell's dead or not from Bad Company because Craig wants another source than one magazine. Rightly so. But that's what he does. Craig's a journalist.
More so than a lot of people.
Well, he's a newsreader.
A lot of times other people's opinions are just stupid.
I know. Opinions, okay, your favorite football team, your band's good. I mean, you think you like a better band. That's an opinion right there. Who's the best basketball player ever? Who's the best football team right now?
No, Jordan's the best ever. That's not a, not up for debate.
I'm with you on that. By the way, you were
there
called,
is a right and wrong
called
answer.
Out by fellow Husker fans. They were 5-7 last year, not 4-8.
Oh, my bad.
Remember our slogan was "Give us a break from 4-8."
Give us a break from 4-8.
That's this year's slogan. Yeah. So we got a free. No, yeah.
Oh they yeah, I forgot they. I forgot they added Bethune Cookman to the schedule.
That's right. They added Bethune Cookman. I forgot that's what made them 5-7.
All right, my bad.
Yeah,
5-7. Yeah. Well, let's do that.
Yeah, he wasn't mad at us. He knows we hammer the team, but he was mad at you because you're an actual Husker fan.
Yeah.
Who messed up their 5-7.
Yeah.
But I like the slogan, give us a break from 4-8.
I found the email here. This guy's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Michael, I begrudgingly accept the verbal beating you guys routinely give us Husker fans.
And most Husker fans do.
There's no doubt about it. It's well earned. However, take a break from 4-8 seems an unfair slogan for a team that finished last season at 5-7. Clearly, Nick is paying close attention.
I do appreciate that guy's attitude.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, yeah, you got a point, but come on, it wasn't quite that bad.
Get your facts right.
I just wrote that down on a poster in the garage too.
It's 5-7.
Yeah.
I was wrong too. I thought they were going to give us a break from 4-8. That's a slogan for this year's team.
Nick, do you know
if they don't play?
Oh. Yeah. Jeremiah here wants to know. Bobby, my wiener, has a brother named Barry. I will defer that question to Bobby.
How's he spell my wiener? Like the normal way?
The accepted way?
My is apparently his middle name.
Got it. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Capital MY space wiener.
Wiener, wiener, wiener.
The accepted way.
Yeah.
That's right. Nick, are you familiar with Tracy Lords?
Oh, we are.
I think the name sounds familiar. I couldn't tell you where I've heard it.
She actually became a legit actor.
Yeah, she did.
Mainstream actress.
Yeah, she's
still
acting in mainstream movies.
But
she did underage porn. I think
started out in porn, and if you saw any of her early porn, you were looking at child porn.
Oh,
let's clarify that. She didn't look like a child. She looked like a 20-year-old girl in those videos.
I know,
I've seen them.
I believe she was only...
Child porn to me is something you don't look at.
14 or 15 when she first got into the business.
I think 16.
Well, I'm glad I was like, I know her from a bunch of porns.
Yeah. It was actual. She made a bunch of porn movies in the 80s, and they found out later she was lying about her age. But she looked like an 18-year-old girl in these videos. I've seen them, and I was younger at the time too. So,
guys know who Tracy Lords is.
Yes, we do.
Nick, do you know who Robbie Knievel is?
That Evil's kid,
Evil's boy,
who's really cool. Remember we had Robbie on talking about his old man once.
He was very engaging.
Right.
Yeah. Well, who's older?
Oh.
Robbie Knievel or Tracy Lords?
Wow.
Both of them have a birthday today.
I think they found out Lords was doing illegal porn in the early 80s. She was probably 16 in maybe 82, maybe. You know what? I'll say Tracy Lords is older.
I'm going to say Robbie Knievel.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Knievel, too. Tracy Lords.
I'm going to go Knievel, too.
I'm probably totally wrong, but I'm going to stick with it just in case. I'll take a loss. I don't care.
Younger than you think she is.
Yeah.
Tracy Lords is just 52.
Oh, Bobby. Oh, Robbie's older than that.
Robbie's 58.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like her work better, though. I've seen a guy jump motorcycles before. Once you see that, you've seen them all.
Well.
Yeah. Is she in more than one John Waters movie? I know she was in Hairspray, I think.
She was in Zack and Miri, Crazy Eights.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. She was in Zack and Miri.
She's in some Lifetime movies now, too.
Roseanne, Melrose Place.
Yeah, Roseanne.
Profiler.
Those don't come up on her Mr. Skin profile.
No.
They don't?
Because she doesn't get naked enough.
Yeah.
What comes up in the Mr. Skin profile? Does she get naked in any legit films?
Yes. From back in the day, let's see here.
Not that porn isn't legit.
A movie from 1988 called Not of This Earth. And a movie from 1997 called Extramarital. guessing that might be some Skinamax fare.
Yeah, probably is.
There should be a knot of this girth.
Yeah. I Googled that the other day.
Yeah. Internet porn kind of killed Skinamax, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
It did. Yep, we get paid for this.
There you go, Bobby.
There you go, Bobby. Here's a song. That's a wiener polka. I wanted to hear it. That always picks me up, the wiener polka.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi to your brother, yeah. Barry.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, now, Roger.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
Hey.
How you doing? Hey, brother.
How are you feeling?
You know, not great, not bad, but hanging in there. That's all I can do.
Good, man.
Battle through it.
Yep.
You're talking about Tracy Lord. I got a lot of options for people in the DVD format that they'd like it.
No VHS?
I honestly could say no on that one.
All right.
But I have VHS, and at 50 cents a piece, they're a wide bargain. For you old timers.
Oh, still selling a lot of porn, man. Thank you.
He's got a basement full.
Man, thank you, Ryan.
There you go.
Stay healthy, brother.
Take care.
Yeah, good luck, Roger.
Stay in touch, buddy.
Thanks for calling, man.
He's battling some other stuff.
Yes, he is.
A cancer.
Yep.
Yeah. A real battle there.
Yeah, he is.
And not just battling that, battling insurance companies and the whole bit.
Of course he is.
Yeah, hell of a time.
All right, the best country in the world when it comes to insurance.
All right, Craig, TMZ picked up the Brian Howe thing. I think you can
did.
I think you can call it.
Nobody had him, though. But
so I guess Brian Howe's dead.
Yeah. Was it a scooter accident?
He got in a scooter accident last month or at least earlier this year.
He's 66.
And struggled with it. And they're not, what I read, you know, first of all, what I read was very inconclusive.
Right.
And all they said was he had a scooter accident a couple of months ago or last month, whenever it was, and we think he's dead now.
Is it because we don't know?
I've given you the information
we'll
I have.
Out, yeah.
The TMZ article says relatives told TMZ he died of cardiac arrest, possibly on the way to the hospital yesterday.
Probably still fighting. Must hit his head with a scooter accident.
How old was he?
66.
That's and he'd already, a lot of 66-year-olds being taken out by scooter accidents.
Yeah.
He'd already had a heart attack a couple of years ago, so he had heart issues.
Got it. All right. Great voice, man. Also sang in the Nugent album in the late 70s.
Oh, he did,
yeah,
didn't he?
That, yeah, now everybody's picked it up.
Got it. Well, you know why they're listening to us, that's why.
Yeah.
Bethune-Cookman was 2 years ago?
Oh, man, you're wrong about that.
Oh,
again?
God.
Yeah,
yeah, remember, they played some crappy teams this past year. The reason they were 5-7, they played some crappy teams.
Oh, no, they haven't really been garnering all of my attention.
we used to have the schedule up here from last year, but it's not up.
Well, it was the Bethune-Cookman who they added when the game got rained out. Whatever.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
A winning record would be nice.
Yeah. 5-7, still not winning.
No.
Oh, God. You know why Paul Rogers doesn't necessarily acknowledge that period?
Well, he wasn't in Bad Company.
Well,
Bad
that, Company. And it was the most successful album for Bad Company.
Technically.
According
but,
to TMZ.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It might have sold some.
And you never think
record.
Of that.
Yeah.
You think of Paul Rogers,
well, yeah,
not Brian Howe. Yeah.
They were two different. They're like Van Halen and Van Hagar, two different bands. They sounded completely different.
They threw some Bad Company into the first episode of Billions this
they
last
did,
weekend.
They did, yeah.
That show
yeah.
always has the greatest soundtrack.
They do.
They pick some cool songs to put in that.
It is cool, yeah.
Restaurants in the 77 Iowa counties where the coronavirus restrictions have eased are starting to see more customers, but Some restaurants who've been ready to reopen cannot because they're having a hard time getting meat.
Yeah. And that's what they sell, just meat.
Supply chains are being disrupted.
Pork chops.
And they say it looks like they could lose hundreds of restaurants. Not to mention, well.
Because they can't get meat.
This whole thing's a giant mess.
Here's what I got on the email. There may be something to this. The main reason Walmart is out of meat is they get it shipped pre-cut. Grocery stores that can still cut in the store can still get the product.
And that is not many grocery stores.
Some.
A lot of them have butchers.
The ones that we go to have butchers.
So there's no Walmart butcher.
Ivy and Makers have butchers. They both do.
Although he was my favorite wrestling character, the Walmart Butcher.
He was a badass.
Yeah.
I just figure that because more people go into Walmart just buying every piece of hog in there.
And getting some meat.
No, I contend that a lot of the hoarders. There's more hoarders that go to Walmart than any other store.
Oh, I'm with you on that. Yeah.
Well, that's where you go. You're going to be hoarding.
I don't go just because it's not close. My rule has always been whatever grocery store is closest to the house, that's the one I go to. I'm not really brand loyal when it comes to that.
I just don't go to Walmart.
I try to avoid
store
it.
Forever.
There's a Target Tuesday. Right by it, and it's cleaner and nicer.
Yeah, I go to the second closest grocery store because the closest one is a Walmart.
And they pack a place, whatever.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm out camping and I go through some small town, that's when I should.
I've been to Walmart.
I need ice, I need sweat socks, and I need some 9mm bullets. I'll go to Walmart because no one else offers that one-stop shopping.
Yeah.
Oh, and a fishing license.
Yeah, you're pissing off the Rogan guy there. Paul James hates us now. Yeah. Second-tier comedians. That's all we interview. Yeah. Man, he is a member. That's a cult, isn't it? A group of guys.
Second tier comedians?
No, this guy Paul hates us now on the email.
I think a siren goes off or something if you say something bad about Rogan.
Yeah, I don't mind Rogan, but whatever. Chill. We have mutual friends.
Rogan's fine, but it seems like there's a lot of people that align their lives around his thoughts and how he feels about things.
Right. And he's really gravitated toward the tinfoil hat conspiracy stuff. Mm-hmm. He's become Alex Jones.
Well, he's had Alex Jones on his show multiple times.
Yes, he has, right. Who's dangerous. Alex Jones is dangerous.
And a liar.
And a liar.
And people believe him.
And possibly a cannibal.
And said parents were actors of dead kids.
Yeah.
And he gave a guy a platform.
He just said he wanted to eat his neighbors.
Right.
Or that he would look at them like, they was going to cut him up and eat him if it came to that. That's insane.
Yeah. Rogan said that?
No, Alex Jones. Alex Jones. Okay. I think Rogan eats elk.
Yeah.
He does hunt, yes.
But James, by the way, thanks for listening. Paul listens to the show, so we appreciate you listening to our show.
He must have addressed you singly. I didn't get that email.
Yeah. You guys should. Yeah, he's yelling at you. Yeah.
All right, well, yell away.
Yep. Stay in your motorcycle. What's our lane? Oh. Yeah, Rogan has a bunch of scientists on him. So do we.
And we don't stay in one lane. We weave all over the place. We're the drunken drivers of the media.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Yeah, oh, we hit a pond there, too.
Once in a while, we go in the ditch.
Yeah.
Whatever. And we cross over the middle line all the time.
Well, thanks for listening to our lane, Paul. You listen, we win. That's all that matters. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.